94 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris securing support from enough delegates to become the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee and raising more than $100 million in the first day and a half since Joe Biden announced he was stepping aside. Today, she will campaign in the swing state of Milwaukee. As for Donald Trump,
he did start to take on Vice President Kamala Harris over the Biden administration's handling of immigration and the border. He also said that she was doing terribly in the polls. He did noticeably misspell the word polls in that post. The former president gets back out on the campaign trail tomorrow with a rally in North Carolina.
ABC's Rachel Scott talking about the former president's Truth Social post. The director of the Secret Service, Kimberly Cheadle, is now the target of an impeachment effort as well as a subject of calls for resignation following the near assassination of former President Trump. A sheriff's deputy from Springfield, Illinois, charged with first-degree murder after shooting and killing a woman in her own home. He said she was threatening him with a pot of boiling water. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today as the newly minted Democratic frontrunner for president. She's speaking in Milwaukee.
It is my intention to go out and earn this nomination and to win.
That's Harris speaking yesterday at the former Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware. Virtually all of Wisconsin's Democratic delegates are supporting her at their convention next month. And practically all of Wisconsin's top elected Democrats are endorsing Harris for president. That list includes Governor Evers and U.S. Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan. Other endorsements are coming from Senator Tammy Baldwin, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've been talking about ways to fix Madison's budget gap. Last week, Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway proposed two plans, a $22 million referendum plus extra city fees or a 5% cut across the board. Well, a Madison alder has a new proposal that would mean a higher referendum but fewer fees. Under Alder Marsha Rummel's idea, you'd end up paying about the same. This just alters how you pay it. This is an early proposal as city leaders brainstorm ways to fill that $27 million. Budget gap. Meanwhile, SNAP programs are currently held up in Congress. Nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites facing food insecurity rely on those benefits. Suzanne Becker of Feed My People Food Bank in Eau Claire says food pantries do what they can, but SNAP is key.
We make a difference every day. We strive to, but this is a critical piece in making sure that all Americans have what they need.
The Farm Bill expires in September. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cubs battled at Wrigley Field. Chicago went through six pitchers to keep the Brewer bats at bay. Milwaukee made some costly errors in the field and lost the game 3-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, our bullpen was a little taxed tonight, but Milner did a great job. And credit to the Cubs. They played in the clutch. They did what they had to do. And they pitched great, six different guys, and they kept us at bay. We had opportunity and, you know, didn't get that big hit.
Game two of the three-game series is tonight. NFL, Jordan Love at practice, but will not suit up until he has a new contract. General Manager Brian Gutekunst talked about the 25-year-old quarterback at the team shareholders meeting.
Jordan Love. Jordan not only developed into one of the game's more exciting playmakers, his steady demeanor and leadership allowed our group to weather the storm and find our confidence as the season moved along. We're working very diligently to sign him to a long-term extension.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. It's going to be muggy too with a high of 80, and some storms could produce some locally heavy rain, half inch to an inch or more, not out of the question with some of those storms. Tonight, thunderstorms ending 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devil's Advocates. We got Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, the presumptive Democratic nominee. Devil's Advocates. This is history.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
His honesty, his integrity, his commitment to his faith and his family, his big heart, and his love, deep love of our country. And I am firsthand witness that every day our President Joe Biden fights for the American people, and we are deeply, deeply grateful for his service to our nation.
Okay, everybody's gonna have to make me stop crying. Give me a second. I'm gonna cry every time I see Joe Biden. Just warning you right now. Okay. He just has done as selfless an act of patriotism as we have ever seen in this country. And I am, yeah. Chris tweets, sexy liberal just got so much sexier. Go Harris. Yeah, we are. I was just telling you, I hate traveling. My body clock is a mess.
Yep.
Doing a morning show and a tour. I cannot wait to get to Atlanta this Saturday. I am so excited.
Do not despair. We are here to save the world.
Stephanie Miller.
Sexy liberal.
Save the world.
Comedy tour.
And now we head to the South.
What's a big R say? What's a big R day?
Saturday, July 27th
at the Tabernacle
in Atlanta.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
SiriusXM Progress Tell Me Everything host John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
The hilarious Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump is like, we got to get rid of some of these.
Don't like it. If I ever read the Bible and knew that was in there, I'd have stopped.
And comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people you've ever met.
We need to black mama this country.
Yeah.
Our special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Join Steph and her friends in Atlanta for the Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour. 8 p.m. in Atlanta on July 27th at the Tabernacle. Tickets available at sexyliberal.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of our Johnsons, Representative Hank Johnson will be our guest, fantastic congressman from the Atlanta area, working on other surprises, as always.
Yes.
And also grassrootsdems.org is our Get Out the Vote partner. And as you know, not just fundraising, door knockers, volunteers, is through the roof.
Yes.
The energy out there is just, as Tom Brokaw would say, palpable.
Palpable?
It's palpable. Oh, this electoral cycle.
Just wait until Chicago when you oil me up and send me out.
Oh, my God. Sexy Liberal Chicago for the DNC. We already have Jill Winebanks, Representative Jan Schakowsky, as we always do. Jamie Harrison has said yes, but, you know, there's a little bit going
on
right at the moment with the DNC, so we will see how that goes. I love Yasher Ali said, I hope Maya Rudolph has cleared her schedule. Yes, who played Kamala on SNL. Yeah.
She has other things going on, too, but we'll see.
Yeah. Victor Shi, our little stem cell, said there's a new hashtag and movement, hashtag Swifties for Harris. Get ready for huge Gen Z enthusiasm and turnout this election. Oh, my God. And Beyonce, the Bayhive has joined the Swifties, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying, you know what? All the racist, sexist attacks, Kamala's going to shake it off.
I think
we're going to shake it off.
Got nothing in my brain.
Yeah. Yeah, keep going with that.
That's what people say.
Yeah, she's gonna just do that thing with her shoulder. Just shake it off. Yeah, I got you, D. I got your black job right here. Otis, bitch. What? Yeah, go ahead. Hey, keep going with your racist, sexist role. Shake it off. Shake it off. All right. Speaking of which, I'm glad I'm not alone about Katie Tour. Leonard said when Pelosi endorsed Kamala, she said, oh, good, now Katie Tour can... STFU.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Wow. Ron Filipowski said, just think of all the time, money, and resources Republicans wasted on Hunter Biden and Burisma, all for nothing. Oh, it'll be like Benghazi, just like that, and just like that.
Yeah.
It just went away. all right, one more yesterday. Kamala Harris, she is electric. She is, I swear to God, I feel all the excitement, Chris, of the Obama and the Hillary movements, you know, out there right now.
I first came to know President Biden through his son, Beau. We worked together as attorneys general in our states. And back then, Beau would often tell me stories about his dad. He would talk about the kind of father and the kind of man that Joe Biden is. The qualities that Beau revered in his father are the same qualities that I have seen every day in our president.
Oh, another thing that made me cry, you know, I think it was Biden talking about how he thought Beau was going to be the next president. You know, Beau was another really impressive attorney general. And so it's just, God, you had this feeling of, you know, family, like Kamala said yesterday, they're family.
Yeah.
Joe and Jill are family to them. And I feel like she is absolutely the embodiment of, you know, who he wants to pass the torch to. And she and Beau were very close when they were both attorney general. The whole thing is just, it gives me chills, this entire thing. Ms. Magazine tweeted, imagine an America where a young girl can see her future reflected in the face of her president. I mean, we are finally going to get there.
Yep.
It's thrilling. Chris, who said if Donald Trump's the Republican nominee, mark my words, we'll see a President Kamala Harris?
H.R. Puffin stuff.
No, you already played it, Nikki Haley.
Oh.
I just can't play that soundbite enough.
If Donald Trump is the nominee, mark my words, we will see a President Kamala Harris.
Oh, you mean that like a bad thing? Oh, okay. All right. All right, I have to share the love. Okay, Myra in Fort Lauderdale. Hi, Myra.
Hi. Quick comment. We can't consider Mark Kelly for vice president because the right will convince everybody he's going to take their guns. His wife is.
They said everybody. Obama was going to take their guns. They say it every time.
We can't be afraid of it.
No, but his wife is Gabby Giffords.
Yes,
right.
I know. Right. Yes, that would be an awful thing if we actually got some gun safety legislation, wouldn't it?
Well, he is, you know, former military, so he carried a gun as part of his job.
Right,
so.
And has been a very vocal voice about we should not, nobody should have weapons of war
exactly.
on the streets of our country, so who better to make that case? Right. Dean Obadala, our friend, our pal, who will join us for New York Sexy Liberal. Oh, my God, that panel is growing to the site. You know when the Blob came out of the theater in that movie in the 70s? Okay, it's Rude Pundit, it's Dean Obadala, it's Noel Castler, it's Malcolm Nance, and we still got a couple other things up our
point of order.
Sleeve.
There was a Blob in the 50s and the 60s, and there was a Blob in the 80s, but there wasn't one in the 70s.
Whatever. I wasn't born until 81, so it's hard for me to remember.
Course,
okay.
Of course.
Dean said, so glad Trump survived the attempt on his life so he can be beaten by a black woman in November and then tried for his crimes, convicted, and sentenced to the rest of his life in prison. Thank you, everybody, for all the layers of lovely that I had not yet considered till I went onto the threads and the Twitter. Good God Above said Trump and his supporters just went from like feeling like they had the election won to realizing they are now anchored to a 78-year-old syphilitic criminal. And just like that, they made him the decrepit old man. Because remember, they said that's the only issue is being a decrepit old man.
Yeah, right.
Wait, as Nikki Haley said, didn't she say something about 80-year-olds? Hang on, Nikki, what?
The first party to retire its 80-year-old candidate is going to be the party that wins this election.
All right.
Once again, my psychic, Nikki Haley, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be, I'm going to be super snorty by the time we get to November.
Haggerty, love that in Atlanta.
Haggerty Threads, the most powerful white man in America, stepped aside and endorsed a black woman to become the most powerful person in the world. And I'm making sure my sons understand the importance of that. I just, there's so many beautiful, I apologize for making you print all of Threads and Twitter, but I just think it's important for people to, you know, to feel like they're not alone in just the excitement they're feeling, whether it's from their kids, from people of color, just everybody, as, you know, one of our callers, all the male allies out there that are going to be with us. By the way, someone was talking about the energy of black men, not just black women. There were, what was it, Troy Reed was saying, 40,000 black women got on this Zoom call.
Yeah.
They've never seen anything like that. It went till 1 in the morning or something. What did I say? Ladies are getting information. Am I right, Beyonce? Girls. And their male allies. Okay. And Yasher Ali, interesting. We'll talk again. Frangela will be on Thursday this week because we are all flying to Atlanta on Friday. I will be here for the show Friday and then right off to Atlanta. Anyway, Yasher Ali said many black women were against the efforts to replace Biden. True. I'm going to guess that Frangela has replaced Biden in the refrigerator with Harris. That's what's for dinner now. Harris. No, there's nothing. Wait, can I look? Is there a Whitmer? No.
It's Harris.
No. It's just Harris.
They went to the store.
Yes.
Got some Harris.
Right.
That's what's for dinner now.
Okay. Not because they didn't, this is important, not because they didn't want Kamala Harris to become the first black woman to be nominated by a major party for the presidency, but because they were deeply skeptical that the system would allow a black woman to replace Joe Biden in this sort of arrangement. Now that she's essentially the presumptive nominee, I have seen a level of organizing both online and in private by black women that is extraordinary but not surprising. I think Art Tanya in Ohio last week just said, I don't think Kamala Harris can get elected. I mean, and I get it. I get the fear, having seen, again, as I said last hour, Chris, the racism that Obama got and the sexism that Hillary got. But I'm telling you, this is the time and she is the one. This is the perfect moment.
Yep.
Diana said, if anyone is concerned about lack of support for Harris 24, the kids are already remixing her quotes into Taylor Swift songs. Dean Obadala said, that scared look on Trump's face during the Fox News interview is him understanding that not only will he lose in November, but he's going to be convicted of more crimes after the election in prison for the rest of his unnatural life. Thank you, Dean.
They're also remixing her into Charlie XCX songs.
Right, because she's brat.
Yes.
Right, Sean? Okay.
Sean is maybe a little aged out of the Charlie XCX demographic, too.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton. Ugh, do this for Hillary. Do it for Joe. Do it for, a lot of the patriots that have done so much for us and not been treated fairly by this media or by a lot of people, in our opinion. Hillary said, that moment from Kamala Harris's questioning of Brett Kavanaugh at his Senate hearing has never left me. Can you think of any laws that give the government the power to make decisions about the male body? And do we have that kid? He basically said, I like beer. And then he sang the beer song.
You want him.
Oh, what is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Yes.
Can't get enough of it.
Beer.
How we really love it.
Beer.
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer.
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer.
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer.
Cut my belly out to here.
Beer.
I could not refuse it.
Beer.
I could really use a beer.
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 Yeah, I had trouble keeping up online. Tristan Snell, yesterday, Kamala Harris is now officially has the Biden-Harris hard money chest of $96 million. She's on track to double that by tomorrow. She is, I don't even know where we're at now. It is just completely unprecedented. This one, the Democratic mega donors pledge eye-popping $150 million in 24 hours to support Kamala Harris. The grassroots fundraising is
it's cray.
Thank you. As the kids are saying.
No,
for the
not.
Brat.
No, they said it like 20 years ago.
All right. Let me pause. I've out-hipstered myself.
Yeah. Outed yourself as a hipster.
You got Charlie Pierce coming up in just a few minutes, 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty. Marty's dog and bunny and collide. Anyway. Sean and I discussed sleeping with dogs. I don't know why. I have two 10-pound dogs, and they migrate all night long, so I only ever have this much of, like, a tiny sliver of the bed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I move over there, and then they migrate there and take that.
Yeah, that sounds familiar with Boots.
Yeah, and you can't really, they are nature's immovable force.
Yeah.
Because they know Mama is a sucker. Mama gets them the best dog food in the world, Nature's Blend. So they are the happiest, healthiest puppies in the world. Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, freeze-dried raw. You don't need to worry about all those byproducts from cooking dog food at high heat. Why do they do that? It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious. Even Bright Hefe, your super formerly persnickety dog known as Hefe, loves the Nature's Blend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Telling you. Unsolicited dog ammonial right there. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
It's positively delightful.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. Simply Safe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, Simply Safe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Verlo.com.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
She knew how to work it the day she was born.
Big Mikey tweets, 36,000 black men were on a call last night. They raised $1.3 million. This feels different. I'll say, remember all that, like, oh, black men are macho and they're going to vote for Trump because he has a mugshot, because, you know, all black men are felons. Oh, my God. And if you thought they were just getting warmed up with the racism, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Holy moly. By the way, Atlanta going to be lit. We are so excited, playing the Tabernacle, which is fantastic, in Atlanta this Saturday. Representative Hank Johnson, the fantastic congressman from there, will join us on panel.
He's a good Johnson.
Yes. Don't make a Lauren Boebert joke. Okay. Bill writes, Steph, I'm an old guy living in Atlanta and will be at your show on July 27th. I grew up in the D.C. area, was a Capitol page in the House of Representatives in 1964, and I remember your dad as a congressman from New York and the Republican vice presidential candidate. I remember delivering messages to him on the House floor. He was always very businesslike, but a decent guy. Oh, yeah, he used to write to me on business letterhead.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He always wore a white shirt and tie, even around the House.
Did you drink martinis at home?
Yes.
Oh, like a...
Yes, Mad Men style.
Yeah, good.
But he was such a decent guy to the working people around him, which, believe me, was not a given. This is true. Like I said, I will be attending the Sexy Liberal Show in Atlanta. I'll be bringing my five younger brothers with me. We're all liberal Democrats. They all live in different states. Oh, I'm the only one that knows who you are. That knowledge changes Saturday, July 27th. Yeah, brothers, I'm coming for you. We'll be meeting other Steph heads at Manuel's Tavern in Atlanta before the show. Bill, go have a little party with Bill and the brothers before you come to Atlanta Sexy Liberal. We're very excited. And then New York City, the big show, the Saturday after that. And then coming up, man, Chicago DNC Sexy Liberal Show. What is that, August 17th? Yeah. Holy cow. All right. God, people have been holding so long. My boo-boos. David in Staten Island. Hello.
Oh, hey, Steph.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I just got my tickets to Sexy Liberal New York. I saw you guys in 2016. It was awesome. So looking to visit you guys again.
Thank you.
And, you know, I've just got a small piece of advice for that fascist campaign going on the other side. They might want to start reading him his Miranda rights every time he opens his mouth, considering if Kamala's going to skewer him for every single word that he spews.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. Baby seems a little scared. This would be
a little colicky this morning.
Wow, he's had at least 10 colicky statements from the bassinet of the 45th. Yeah. Whatever. Oh. Okay. Let's see here. Okay.
Hooray!
Lion Kamala Harris. Wow, is it me or just all his insults just getting moldy and
stale?
Okay. Yeah. The Biden-appointed border czar, who never visited the border, who in his competence gave us the worst and most dangerous border anywhere in the world, has absolutely terrible poll numbers. Oh, he spelled poll P-O-L-E. Oh, Jesus. Gets to find a brilliant young man named Donald J. Trump. Be careful what you wish for, Democrats. They tried to make Crooked Joe into a brave warrior because he didn't have the guts to fight it out. He quit, and then he tried to make Sleepy look like a great president. He was the worst, and lying Kamala into a competent person, which she's not. ABC, the home of George Stephanopoulos, is not worthy of holding a debate, which I hope there will be many. MAGA 2024. Okay.
Also, might I point out that Biden never made her a border czar? That was a name that the Republicans...
They gave her.
Yeah,
thank
gave
you.
Her, exactly.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Can I just say... I'm sure he is never going to debate her, but oh my God, that would just. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit of.
I know, yeah. You're
getting
okay.
A little bit of sexual pleasure. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll calm
you
down.
You have a THO?
By the way, Mark Elias tweeted, before the media gets rolling, let me be clear. The Democratic nominee for president will be on all 50 state ballots. There is no basis for any legal challenge, period. 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce next.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Everything old will be new again at this year's Democratic Convention. Delegates and not primary voters will choose the nominee for the first time in about 50 years. Mike Wagner teaches journalism and politics at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Primaries were not binding until the 1970s. And so we're really in a small way kind of reverting back to a convention where the party elites will be choosing the nominee.
That's Wagner speaking with Civic Media. Harris is campaigning in Milwaukee today. Lockdowns are lifted at two troubled Wisconsin state prisons. Green Bay and Waupun were locked down for several months. Four inmates died at Waupun during that time. Calls are growing to close the Green Bay prison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. 43 dairy herds in six states have confirmed bird flu infections. The USDA says right now the highly pathogenic avian influenza has not been detected in Wisconsin cattle, poultry, or wildlife. H5N1 is in states around us, including Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota. The FDA says the commercial milk supply is safe because of pasteurization, and the USDA is confident meat is safe too. All cows brought to the Wisconsin State Fair next week will need to test negative for bird flu. And speaking of the state fair, one of the most loved foods has a big birthday. The cream puff turns 100. There are some special flavors to celebrate. They are root beer float, strawberry cheesecake, English toffee, and chocolate birthday cake. Last year, fairgoers enjoyed more than 300,000 cream puffs. The state fair starts next Thursday, August 1st, and runs through the 11th in West Allis. And that's what you need to know on this Tuesday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. It's going to be muggy too with a high of 80, and some storms could produce some locally heavy rain, half inch to an inch or more, not out of the question with some of those storms. Tonight, thunderstorms ending 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
This is Chad Spate. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, I have a feeling a little more political talk. Plus, we're going to talk about repurposing churches. That's all on the way. I hope you can join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Is someone who can bring our party together. She can go toe-to-toe with Donald Trump, and she can win in November. And that's what it is that Democrats want to know right now, and that's, you know, people are getting a chance all around the country to get to know again who this vice president is and how she is ready to step up and be president of the United States.
Mm. Love me some Elizabeth Warren. As I said, that was a tough one for me in the primary, but Kamala dropped out so soon. I voted for Elizabeth Warren in the California primary, and she's been just fantastic talking about Kamala. I just, can I say, women supporting other women is my happy place, right? Like Gretchen Whitmer, we have her. She just like stepped right up when everybody was like trying to fantasy football her into the, you know, into the mix. Here she is.
I'm not planning to go anywhere.
I am not leaving Michigan. I'm proud to be the governor of Michigan. I've been consistent. I know everyone is always suspicious and asking this question over and over again. I know you're doing your job. I'm not going anywhere.
And you are endorsing the vice president?
Yes.
How long? Why did it take you so long?
I think everyone was surprised by the news yesterday, even though there was a lot of conversation about it, and that means Coach Harris included. So I wanted a minute to check in with all my colleagues and let the dust settle, and proud to be supporting the vice president for president. Thank you.
That's how it's done. She's good.
Lord, Katie Perter picking at that scab.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she said, I'm proud to be the chair here in Michigan. I'm not going anywhere. Right. I don't, you know, so she's the only one that's actively kind of said, you know, that she's not even interested in the VP slot. Right. She is wholeheartedly behind Kamala. Right. What do you, Kamala Harris, and going to, you know, direct her stuff in Michigan. Yeah. Speaking of women, Just Dad said, I've never in my life seen my now 19-year-old daughter as energized politically as she is right now. Something very unpredictable is happening right now. Yeah, I think we all feel it. Chris, who said, it's breathtaking how quickly the Dems have coalesced around our candidate. The party feels whole again, and I am filled with pride. Who said that?
That sounds like someone really smart who's always right.
No. No, that's you. I'm quoting you to you. Dare I say you're being happy-clappy on the threads. I was like, wow, that was so happy and positive and wow.
I'm capable of that, you know. I just call it like I see
it. Wow, it's bringing out the best even in you. Good God above, I love on the thread, said, for those of you daft folks already saying Kamala can't win because of racism and sexism, do you really think racists and sexists were going to vote Dem when they have a racist sexist they can vote for? Thank you. John Cooper said, wow, based on what I'm hearing from my five kids and their friends, all millennials, young people are really pumped about Kamala. Joy Reid said, the reality is that the uglier Trump and J.D. Vance get versus Kamala, the stronger her support, particularly from women and people of color, will become. Thank you. It's going to be our superpower. So keep it coming.
Yep.
Keep it coming with the DEI hire crap. Olivia Troy, our friend, said Kamala Harris is Stephen Miller's worst nightmare, and y'all have no idea how much I'm truly here for it. Did you see him screeching on Fox News? They just, like you said earlier, Chris, is that all you got?
That's
just whining?
Got.
Just, it's not fair. I don't, what is,
Laura Trump was on with Laura Ingraham last night saying it's not fair.
I don't even get, by the way, the conspiracy theory of them saying Biden didn't have COVID. I'm like, what? What does that have to do with anything?
Right.
Like, yes, of course he did. But, and by the way,
but even if he did,
Trump's,
what would it matter?
And Trump is trying to say, oh, the doctors were always hiding stuff. Biden's doctors have been hiding stuff from us. I'm like, no, they haven't. No. They've been completely transparent. You're the one
right.
that has released no medical information from any real doctor
right.
of any, you know, what do you call it, credibility ever. I swear to God, the whole thing's always projection and gaslighting.
Totally.
Blah, 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 blah. Rude Pundit said, I know it's not a fun headline, but it's pretty clear that Democrats are in array. Do they have even that chyron? Does it exist, Democrats in array? Probably not.
Oh, God, no. Katie Turr? No. She nixed that as soon
picky,
as she thought.
Picky scab. Picky scab. Let's see if we can cause some more chaos and division among Democrats. Right. Onoshi Twint said, the only thing better than watching Kamala Harris make Brett Kavanaugh cry is watching Kamala Harris making millions of Brett Kavanaughs cry. Can I just say I've never enjoyed a right-wing freakout so much?
Yeah.
Randy Mayhem Singer says, for sake, can we please stop asking if America's ready for a woman POTUS? Can we please not forget that Hillary got 3 million more votes than Trump, and we are even more ready now for every, you know, any number of combination of factors? T. Owl said, I'm going to need someone to fly a big old Kamala Harris flag directly across from the Alito House, please.
Yeah.
And then a big gay flag next to that.
Oh, Martha Ann.
Oh, somebody posted the clip I was talking about of her going, this is Kamala Harris. I'm going to need you to start those marriages immediately. Out here in California. Okay. Randy Mayhem Singer also had said, just for J.D. Vance, I hope Kamala Harris has a cat. And I hope his name is Mr. Bigglesworth. And she just pets it during the debate.
Is that what that's? I saw that thread, and I'm like, I don't know if I get that. Is there something?
Oh, because J.D. Vance said Democrats are all childless cat ladies that have no stake in America.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. By the way, she does have stepkids who call her Mamala.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have a cat.
Yeah. Joyce Vance said for Donald Trump to be taken down by a black woman, a prosecutor, is the poetic justice the country has been waiting for. Yes, it is, Joyce. Rude Pundit, our friend again, said all the viable alternatives to Harris have either endorsed or said they are not interested. I've honestly never seen the Democratic Party come together so quickly over anything. The energy out there is electric and amazing. It really is. T-Pain said in less than 24 hours, MAGAs are driving women and independents away by the trainload with their racist and misogynist hot takes. They literally can't stop themselves from committing political suicide. Kamala Harris is the perfect storm that will wash away MAGA once and for all. Bob Schooley, watching Trump acolytes slowly realize how they cooked themselves on the age issue is more satisfying than I'd ever imagined.
He's the oldest nominee ever.
Wait, can I just say... And just like that, hang on. I think I actually, could this be some actual journalism, Chris? Hang on.
Uh-oh.
I saw an actual, oh, Trump's age and health under renewed scrutiny after Biden's exit. Oh, you're kidding. Wow. Look at this, all reporting this poll. Washington Post, ABC News, 60% of Americans say Trump is too old to both play Yentl and be president.
Barbara Streisand was
after week, where is, oh my God, Washington Post. Hi, welcome to journalism. After weeks of intense focus on President Biden's health and age that ended his withdrawal from the campaign Sunday, the script has flipped. Former President Trump is now the oldest presidential candidate in history and the one who has been less transparent about his medical condition than his former opponent. The 78-year-old with a history of heart disease and obesity.
Too many hamburgers.
According to experts, has not shared any updated blood work results or any other specific information during his campaign to help experts assess his ongoing medical risks. He released a vague three-paragraph letter. It's always, I mean, some 7 days after the attempted assassination on him, he released a letter from Ronnie Jackson, who's lost his medical license, is a drunken pill dispenser, and is the one that said he's 230 pounds.
Yep.
Oh my God. All right, we cannot locate Charlie Pierce, but... Perhaps put out the bat signal.
I threw up the bat signal on many different formats.
Devices. So, all right. We shall see. He may be exhausted. His chiffon may be wet from the RNC.
That could be.
Steve in Chicago. Hi, Steve.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Oh, hi.
Oh.
Go ahead.
You had been talking about Bordeaux a lot, so I wanted to say something. You know, in 1940, the Germans were in Paris, and there were a lot of refugees in Bordeaux. And a rabbi went to the Portuguese consulate, and he wanted exit visas, get all these people out. And
okay. All right. Thank you for that fun fact. We are selling fantastic new wine. I think that's what he's referring to, from Bordeaux, France. What is it? VS.wine? Oh, my God. It's the best rosé ever. Okay. And the other point is, vive la revolution. We are going to do what France did, what England did. We are throwing our fascists out. And electing Kamala.
Let them be paid.
Right, with their rosé. Okay, give me one more. Elizabeth Warren will have to represent Boston in Charlie's absence. Charlie.
I love the fact that right now she's out there working for it, as she said she would. She's calling people. But people know what Kamala's characteristics are and how strong she will be in this role. She'll reach out. She'll figure out the right person for vice president. I think it's a very exciting moment for Democrats and exciting to see this race change so dramatically.
Yeah. Jeff in Michigan says this old white guy is voting for Kamala. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Yes, and I love my governor.
Yes.
And she does a great job, but I would like to see... Kelly as the vice president.
He'd be great.
Candidate.
Yeah.
I agree with Chris. And Chris is sometimes right.
I'm often right.
Often.
Yeah. Yeah.
But hey,
I agree with that. I've met Mark Kelly. I've met Mark Kelly and Gabby, and they are, you know, as fine of people as you will find anywhere.
I wouldn't see you guys in Section of the Liberal in L.A. We flew from Detroit.
Oh.
And we were up for almost 30 hours.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to my nightmare.
To see you guys. We flew in from 2 o'clock in the morning, and basically we were up to 6 o'clock the next morning, our time.
Wow.
Just to see you guys.
Aw, well, we appreciate it.
It was a great show.
Thank you so much. And it's going to be lit this year. I don't know where you're going, but you got to get tickets to something. SexyLiberal.com.
I wish you guys would come to Detroit. We really need you here.
I wish we could. I know we didn't pick the city. Live Nation picked the cities this time, but if you can come to Chicago, if you can come to Chicago, yeah. That's going to be the, I mean, the DNC. I would hurry on those tickets.
Only a few tickets left.
Yeah, sexyliberal.com, because we have surprises for that one. Yeah. Who even knows? Oh, there's one I forgot to follow up on. That's gonna, okay. We have a lot of balls in the air.
Booking is hard.
We got a lot of bookings hard also because there are really a lot of big time important people that say yes, but schedules change and blah, blah, blah. So that's all designed to give us a nervous breakdown. By the way, my body clock is like the clock in Back to the Future. It's just, it will never get back into sync again after the traveling and the tour and the morning show.
You need to shock you with 27.1 gigawatts or whatever it is.
Right. My point. All I know is I love Eric Swalwell, and I love that he apparently drove Trump even more insane yesterday by going on Fox News.
The Joe that I know is somebody who did something that Donald Trump would never, ever do, which is to put the country first. And so we saw a selfless president in contrast with a selfish person in the way that he approached this.
Trump basically just lost his complete shizzle over Fox News, putting Eric Swalwell. Okay, yes, please.
I think most folks, if you just look at my phone and the 500 unread text messages, are very excited and also just eager to do the work we have to do in the next 106 days.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
I can speak for the Kamala I know. I've known her since 2005. Yep. We both got our start at the Alameda County District Attorney's Office. She's tough. She's real. She's smart. And to work in that office, by the way, where Earl Warren was the district attorney, you have to put the bad guys away and show compassion and mercy for people who are worthy of it. And she did just that. And most importantly, she's ready. And she's shown that and will show that. And so this is going to be a race now about the past and Donald Trump or the future.
Yep. And one last one.
It was a failure of Republicans when the Harris-Biden team, the Biden-Harris team, agreed to the second most conservative's border idea. That's Senator Lankford in the Senate. He wanted to surge resources at the border. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden agreed to that. And Donald Trump said he'd rather have the issue than the solution. So she's in the solutions business. She'll stay in that business.
Yep, absolutely.
That was all Trump.
And breaking news, the head of the Secret Service has resigned, which, good.
Good.
She should.
Yeah, it's not often that you get Jamie Raskin and James Comer
agreeing on anything.
Something.
But yeah, and that's why I was saying why people have so many questions, and this whole thing looks so suspect to them is Trump and MAGA. Condemning the Secret Service.
Yeah.
If it was by someone on our side, we'd be going crazy at this, as Frank Fulguzzi told us, epic fail on behalf of the Secret Service. But it was so bad that it led to more suspicion about WTF.
Yeah.
So
over the weekend in an interview, she said that there weren't any Secret Service agents up on the roof because of the slope. The slope was like this. That's all it was.
And people were like, my grandmother could have made that shot.
Yeah.
It was so close. Jamie Raskin, actually, yesterday.
I don't want to add to the director's terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. But I will be joining the chairman in calling for the resignation of the director, just because I think that this relationship is irretrievable at this point. And I think that the director has lost the confidence of Congress at a very urgent and tender moment in the history of the country. And we need to very quickly move beyond this.
And one of the things somebody said is that the Secret Service, which I think we kind of knew before, are on his detail are too deferential to him. You don't let him keep popping up for a photo op.
No.
I mean, none of us of any goodwill want something like this to happen to him. And AOC, real quick.
The individual used an AR-15 in order to act out his assassination attempt. An AR-15 has a range of about 400 to 600 yards. My question is, why does the Secret Service perimeter, why is the Secret Service protective perimeter shorter than one of the most popular semi-automatic weapons in the United States?
That's a really
good question. Thank you. I love me some AOC. She's also the future, I'm telling you, of this party in this country. And Jerry Conley, one last one.
You can understand, however, the anxiety we and the American public have about how could this happen and how can we ensure it can't recur. Now, there are some things my friends on one particular side of the aisle don't really want to talk about, like AR-15s and access to them by a 20-year-old or anybody for that matter.
Yeah. By the way, we mentioned yesterday Eric Trump said they want to assassinate my dad. Like, what they by they you mean a 20-year-old registered Republican
right.
that we are the party saying should never have had access
right.
to this kind of weapon.
Yep.
Okay. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by me, thriving. I'm thriving.
You're just thriving.
Despite the stress of
these. And
you're
just calm, too.
News cycles. Because you know what? Even the good news cycles are like, whoa, you got to regulate,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
I'm telling you, my Just Calm from Just Thrive is amazing. Breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to a frazzled nerve. Say hello to the new Chill You. Hey, new Chill You. Just Calm's exclusive mood lifting blend, clinically proven to help you relax, breathe a little easier. And for next level mood and immune support, my Just Thrive probiotic, it is award winning. It has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. It is a spore probiotic. Do your research, people. There's a lot of probiotics out there. They're not all created equal.
Nope.
This one banishes my bloat, constipation. Your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep, so you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Just Calm and Just Thrive Probiotic, that's the ultimate stress-fighting duo. The Batman and Robin of, you know, or whatever the newest superheroes are that fight
The Deadpool
together.
And Wolverine.
Correct. Aquaman and Flash.
No.
Oh. Okay, what? For a limit, shut up. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. With the promo code Stephanie, that's like getting a month for free. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode. Listen to my fantastic interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny any dime a dozen two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problems.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Well, if you listen to the show, you know Jody and I like our wine, and we both said the same thing, right? I'm not a rosé girl.
Yep.
This is the best rosé I've ever tasted.
Really good.
My friends Rob and Trish and Karen all thought the same thing. And who knows wine better than the French, produced in Bordeaux, France, the most famous wine region in the world. Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé is a wine that is soft with well-integrated aromas that include roses, limes, lemon, and some nuttiness. How passionate is Damien, the winemaker of Chateau Auguste, about his winemaking process? Music is played to the vines twice a day, a scientific process known as genotics. The Chateau Auguste Grand Rosé also won the top three awards at the Paris Wine Cup and Best in Show by Quality. The case it comes in, the presentation, it is all gorgeous, and it's organically grown hand-picked grapes with no colorings or flavorings. Right now, SXM listeners can get over 50% off by going to vs.wine. That's 6 bottles for $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. 50% off with the promo code Stephanie, vs.wine. The promo code to Stephanie.
Weichert Realtors Lake Point is in the heart of Madison's East Side, not just in location, but in the spirit of the community. Weichert shows this spirit by supporting the Wilmar Community Center and Madison's beloved East Side festivals, and is a proud sponsor of Atwood Fest, July 27th and 28th, with the biggest stage right in the Weichert parking lot. Show your support and spirit by joining the Weichert team at Atwood Fest. Just like Madison, Weichert Realtors Lake Point is a home for all.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Money and Glide. Actually, this portion is bought by Hefe, Sean Comiskey's formerly persnickety dog that was a finicky eater. Right, Sean? And then I presented some Dr. Marty's to you. Like, remember we played the Lion King music?
Uh-huh.
I handed it over like the baby.
Uh-huh. Like Simba?
Yeah. And Hefe has been the happiest dog ever. You know what I say to Bonnie every time, to Bonnie or Clyde, when they come up and I can smell the fantastic Dr. Marty's on their breath, Mr. and Mrs. Kisses? I'm like, who crunched up some late brunch? I don't know. It's just our thing. My point is, it's the best dog food in the world, and they know I'm the best mommy in the world because I feed it to them. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, superfoods. That's what it's made of. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. It is why Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes magazine.
That's right.
It is so simple. It's real food. But why do they cook other dog foods at high heat? All the nutrients are gone. You get, like, those dangerous side products. This is delicious, full of nutrients, shelf-stable, mess-free. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and get a free bag of cod crispies. Crunchy, crunchy, crunchy. The dogs can't get enough of these wild caught cod skin treats. Oh my cod. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Oh, just the headlines are making me so happy. This is insane. Lara Trump wants down over Kamala Harris presumed nomination without getting any votes. Oh, she's got plenty of votes.
Oh,
wait, hang on. Hold on. There's two. Lara Trump fumes at Kamala Harris campaigning on Trump being a convicted felon. Well, maybe if he wasn't a convicted felon, she wouldn't have to. You know what? I'd worry about your marital choices more than I would worry about the Democratic Party's choices, Lara, because you're married to Eric. Just think on that for a minute. And JoJo from Jurors joins us next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm back in Green Bay on the home court, where I welcome host of the podcast Mob and Mafia News, Robert Dennis, and author Linda Cruz joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.